Member supported
KXFM
on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio, Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
That's a funny lead-in. Hi, my name is John Church, and I'm here with my good friend Chris Amadeo. I'm delighted to be able to host a show for KX Takeover. My connection to this radio station began when I moved here. So it's been 9 years that I've lived in Laguna Beach, and plus or minus a week is when the radio station actually opened. And I instantly went to the radio station as a means of connecting to the community. And since that time, the station has done a fabulous job. Tyler, Monica, and the McCusker family getting it off the ground. And now Alyssa and gang and Ed every morning doing the work that helps keep the community up to date and helps provide resources, critical resources, in fact, for things like disaster recovery and communication. So, Chris, I will defer to you here and start by maybe just introducing yourself and what it is that you do.
What it is that I do?
Yes,
oh, that is a leading boy. You're getting the hang of radio, John. asking what is it that you do? I do a lot of different things. The reason why I'm here is because I happen to be a songwriter, and you happen to like my songs, which is definitely a shoo-in for being invited on a radio show. You know, it always helps when the producer likes your stuff. So that's why I'm here. I've written a bunch of songs. I actually took up guitar and songwriting late in life. And as is my pattern, I get obsessed with things. So here I am.
And one of the songs that you wrote is a song that you have since adapted for a project that I have been working on for quite some time.
India.
As a means of kind of setting this up, maybe you could share with the audience some background on how this song got written, its original name, and then maybe I can build a little bit on it, and then maybe we can play it for everybody to hear.
Yeah. Well, I was in India with my wife. An epic trip, by the way. We were in northern India, and all of you Beatles fans know Rishikesh is the place where the Beatles went and spent time with the Maharishi. And, you know, that was a really epic thing for the Beatles and for the world because their music changed. And anyway, and George Harrison exposed a lot of people to Indian mysticism that had otherwise wouldn't have been. Anyway, so I'm in India with my wife in Rishikesh, and I brought this little travel guitar with me, and I just thought, wow, how cool. I was sitting around and I was just playing My Sweet Lord. And then I was kind of tripping around, not literally, but I was I was walking around.
Not on acid that day.
No, I was walking around. Not that day. I was walking around, and I had this melody, and songwriters will know what I'm talking about. It's, for me, it's simple. When the faucet's on, it's on. And when it's not, it's not. And I have never really been able to sit down and force myself to write a song. They pop in. It's something that comes in. And at least that's how it works for me. So I'm walking along after, you know, being elated playing the My Sweet Lord. This melody pops into my head, and it's Rishikesh. So originally the song was called Rishikesh. So I'm here, Rishikesh. This strange little melody pops into my head, and I thought, what is happening? And so it ended up being a song. And then later, the producer, one of the producers of the India film, said, hey, do you think you could change the lyrics from Rishikesh. It's a little too specific. I mean, we're doing a movie on India. And I said, without batting an eyelash, yes. Oh, yes, I can change that. And so I changed a few lyrics. And instead of a blistering electric guitar solo by the incredibly talented John Heusenstamm, we did a sitar in the break, which you'll hear. And so we made it, we produced it and made it more Indian sounding. So then the Rishikesh became a song called India.
Very cool. Well,
do you want to hear it?
Yeah,
we have a really cool engineer that can do almost anything that we want.
Except let's set it up.
He won't ride a unicycle during the show. But
quick shout out to McGilvray Freeman Films. They're sort of catty corner here from where we're sitting at the radio station, and for quite some time, I have been working with them on trying to develop various film projects, and this is the one that has caught on, and we're hoping to announce a deal with the Ministry of Tourism in India that would be our partner in developing the first ever IMAX film on India. And if any of you out there know McGilvray Freeman's work, they're absolutely the best in the business, and the content and the amazing landscapes, the beauty of the place that is India is going, we think, to really be an amazing IMAX film. And it's also an opportunity for us to help introduce women's rights. It's an important issue in India. And so the film will be told through the eyes of women and a young girl. And all of the talent around that will be female. So it'll be, we hope to be very inspiring. So with that, this is the song that if the film gets made, this will be the theme song, and this will become a product for Indian tourism.
I received an invitation. Sent from far away. It took my whole life to finally meet her. Now she beckons me to stay. I surrendered to you, India. Thank you.
I think it's a hit. I really do. I love that song. That's Rhea's favorite song too.
Why,
especially
thank you.
When it was written as Rishikesh. So I'd like to encourage those out there listening to please call the donation line, 949-715-4859. The money that you give to the radio station is tax deductible. This is a nonprofit, so it relies on the community for funding. And right now, the radio station is in need of new transmitter cables. And these apparently are critical in being able to get the signal out there. And for any of you who live here in Laguna Beach, you certainly know that everything gets rotted in the sea air. And that's exactly what's happening to the transmitter cables right now. So the goal is to raise $60,000. Please feel free just to give 10. So call in, give 10 grand, and, you know, six of you can do that. Then
I thought you meant $10. I'm good for that. I can do that.
The station will get to $60,000 and be able to continue to serve its mission and fulfill the community service role that it does. And maybe, Chris, you can talk a little bit about something that's very exciting. You recently made the cut for a new show that's going to be about singer-songwriters. And, you know, again, you mentioned that you came into this late in life, and it sounds like for this particular show, not only are you crossing genres, but you're also, I think, exploding kind of the box that most of the people who are going to be participating are sort of in. So maybe you can just share with the audience a little bit about what it is that you're doing and the show that you're going to be on.
Sure. I don't know all the details of the show, except it's called Nashville's Next Best Three. So I would have never in a million years thought to do something like this. However, my wife has jokingly said that if I'd converted all of my songs to country songs, people would be more interested in them. And of course, my kids are saying, "No, Dad, you need to add some hip hop in every one of your bridges, and right. then people will be interested." So that's the one challenge as a songwriter. You just, you know, you got to write what you do and be who you are. Otherwise, it's inauthentic. And if I'm not feeling it when I'm singing it or writing it, then no one else is going to. Because it's hard enough for people to do it even when you are into it. So, as our beloved engineer here just reminded me, keep writing your own tunes. So, yeah, that's the artistic path. So anyone involved in that knows. So anyway, the show, the genesis of my involvement in the show came from a fan. What typically happens, I play a lot of gigs out. I mean, just enough, you know, like one or two a week. You know, that adds up. And a lot of those gigs are cover gigs. That's just the nature of it. People want you to play songs. And all of my stuff is like very well curated 70s stuff. I love playing things that from the 70s that people don't usually hear live, like ELO. Like, who hears a trio, an acoustic with two guys on acoustic guitars and a drummer playing ELO? I like to do stuff like that. Or like 10cc's I'm Not in Love. You know, the list goes on. Anyway, so that's really the bulk of the live stuff is 70s well-curated stuff. And so this fan, if I may use that term, somebody who'd seen us several times, told me about this show that he knows a guy that's producing it, a friend of his, in Nashville. And it's for songwriters. And it's kind of like The Voice, only for songwriters. And if it became as cool and big as The Voice, that would be awesome. But it's in its nascent state now. So they've done one season. And it's a country, it's Nashville. And they're looking for the next, they're kind of pitting songwriters against each other. So out of the thousands of submissions, they cull the field down to 27 songwriters. And like, I'm the old guy from California.
Right, everybody else is from the South. Everybody else is a 20-something, edgy.
Cutie pies that, you know, are YouTube sensations that Right. So, or, you know, whatever.
TikTokers like my daughter, Caroline.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, you go and you there. It's the cut is 27. So they it starts with 27 songwriters and then it gets whittled down and you've got a panel of judges that listen to you play your song live. And, you know, and then they give you comments, feedback, and, you know, and then it's whittled down. So you're eliminated or not, you move on to the next round. And that's the gist of the show. So at some point I'll be, you know, going out to Nashville to do that.
Yeah, and
in the meantime, I'm playing Trevor's at the Tracks on this Saturday.
Awesome.
My favorite local venue. Okay. Trevor, if you're listening, yeah, we love Trevor's. And we
Trevor,
love
call Trevor. In 949-715-4859. All of you that are listening, please make a contribution. And a shout out to Caroline. Rhea is taking her to school today. She's on her way to Laguna Beach High, where she is a freshman. And hello to especially the Laguna Beach High School girls freshman tennis team.
Yes, my favorite sport.
All of her friends and Hadley and Tashi. And a special shout out, even though she probably can't hear it, is Hannah. She was recently injured and kind of laid up right now. And I know Caroline's going to go visit her tonight. So hi to Caroline. I hope you're embarrassed because that's the intention.
Well done. So,
Chris, are there any of the songs that that you have written that you've sort of adopted to a more country sound and that the audience might be able to hear today?
Yeah, Can't Count the Ways. I wrote this was actually the song that I submitted for the show.
Oh wow! Okay.
Okay,
And what's the story behind that song? Because I know there is one, but I don't want to give it away.
There are always stories behind any song. So, you know, one of the best things, I've just celebrated my 24th wedding anniversary, so it's really incredible to have an amazing partner and sounding board. My wife is not an easy. She's not a pushover when it comes to being a critic.
And hi, so, Justine.
Hi, honey. So anyway, I was noodling around on the guitar. So her birthday, as I mentioned before, I've never really been able to sit down and force myself to write a song. And however, I really wanted to write a song for her birthday. And so I was noodling around and, you know, I tried to write something and I thought, yeah, I don't, it's not coming. I'm not digging this. And so one night she was in the kitchen and I was noodling around on the guitar and she yelled out, hey, that sounds nice. And I went, I might have something here.
What wants to show up.
Exactly. Showed up. And so that ended up becoming this song called Can't Count the Ways.
Awesome.
By the way, it's not on your YouTube page.
It's the number. It's the first one.
With the After the Meltdown is the first one that I came up on.
Hang on. I'll show you.
Come on over.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Because the cardinal sin of radio is to have dead air. I'm going to fill that dead air, and maybe I've found a calling in radio because most of the time I'm told I shouldn't talk as much as I do. Rhea certainly would be the first to agree with that. So maybe I can talk a little bit here as these guys are teeing up this next song about local live music and the need to support your local live musicians. It's the heart, it's the soul of what KXFM and its mission is all about. And guys like Chris Amadeo who are out there playing gigs, places like the Cliff, places like the Ranch,
exactly.
You know, fabulous local locations. Go out, support the local restaurants, support the local musicians, because it's what makes Laguna Beach, Laguna Beach.
By the way, John from Skyloft, if you're listening, I've been trying to get a hold of you.
He wants to play.
Yes.
All right.
Ready for it?
Awesome. Thank you.
as I move forward. Bruises and cuts can be signs of reward. Gone now, yet here we are. Roadless travel takes us far. Got signs of wear and rust, but a love you can trust. Love just does what love must. We're space calling in water, still dancing.
That was Engineer Problem, and my apologies. We're going to hear another song for a moment called After the Meltdown while I search for yet another one of Chris's great songs.
Design a brand new plan. We must remember that our soul can begin again. Ah, oh, goodbye. Goodbye to the new world order, boys, with all the military goals and boys. Lay light in the name of peace. Time to press and release.
Well, that awesome. Bill and Ted's Let's Talk at the Same Time. It sounds good. That was actually a fortuitous mistake on the engineer's part. It was perfect. I haven't heard that.
I meant to do that.
You know what's funny? I haven't heard that song in a while. I will say that I'm probably one of the only songwriters that use the word concretization in a song.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a remnant from being teased mercilessly from my vocabulary as a child.
Funny, I used to be called Webster.
You did?
Yeah, because a lot of my friends thought it was hilarious that I would use words from the dictionary. And I remember as a kid, for sure, like going through the dictionary and going through the encyclopedia and constantly learning new words. And I was always fascinated by it. I think it was an inspiration from my grandfather because he was a voracious reader.
Yeah, that's all you have to do. Read. You'll learn some words.
So hello out there to all of you listening here in Laguna Beach and around the world. I know there's a fairly broad following out there online, and just encourage you again to please call in, make a donation. The radio station absolutely requires the contributions of people who believe in independent radio. For those who believe in the community here in Laguna Beach, this place has become really an indispensable asset to our town. And I think Tyler's vision for the kind of music that this place has played over the years is something that was well ahead of its time. I think, alt radio and indie radio have come a long way, obviously. And I know Tyler is out now doing a podcast gig and kind of following the industry as it evolves. And this place, among many other services that it does to the community, gives voice to people like my friend Chris Amadeo, who are out there writing songs, playing gigs, supporting local restaurants and bars, and adding to the vibrancy and the cool factor that is Laguna Beach. Because if it weren't for things like live music and the arts, then this town really wouldn't be what it is.
Thanks. And you know what? I want to give a shout out to every musician that schleps his or her gear to some gig without knowing what the power's like, what the gig's like, and you're providing an amazing service for humanity. And I think coming out of COVID, people, what I realize, and a lot of other performers and musicians realize how hungry people were for live music. And yet it's still, it's not easy, making a living as a musician. Fortunately, I'm not in that position where I have to. And this is a good time to shout out to my bandmates and producer Ray Weston. I've connected with him from the very beginning. And, I feel like the artists that I just loved growing up, like Elton John, always used the same people. Zappa, I love loyalty, especially when people are talented. So anyway, Ray Weston is an amazing drummer, and he's sought after, and I'm fortunate to be able to play a lot of gigs with him. And over the last year and a half, it actually came about through COVID. Ray and I would do these COVID concerts in my office because our live gigs were suspended. And one day I saw this dude with long white hair jamming on YouTube. And I looked in and I thought, wait a second. He's playing in his home studio on a computer to Ray and I playing a Steeler's Wheel song stuck in the middle, and he is jamming. And then his fans are saying, good to see you, John. This is great. Anyway, I texted and messaged him, and I said, wow, that did my heart good seeing it. You are amazing. Well, yes, he's amazing. He's in a band called Player. That did it, Baby Come Back. Anyway, he's an amazing multi-instrumentalist. And so I invited him to sit in with us anytime he wanted once we started doing gigs again. And he took me up on it. And so I'm telling you, within the first 12 bars of playing the first song, I was smitten. So John Starr is, and it's like when the three of us play, it's kind of like an acoustic version of Spinal Tap. We're always like joking and... Anyway, so that's the shout out to all musicians, especially, and of course my bandmates. Yeah. Oh, so do you want to hear a song that we do? We played a really cool gig over the summer at our home, our Festival of the Arts.
Yes.
And Sid Greenbaum, ultimate sound guy. It's rare that I have the luxury of a sound man. Anyway, Sid is amazing with that, and we had the luxury of a good sound man and a good sound system at the Festival of the Arts. So, and here's that ELO song that I told you about.
Awesome. Ooh. Stuff. That's Chris Amadeo, The Modern Minds. I couldn't agree more that John Starr adds an amazing new element to your live performances. And, you know, he does some things that, you know, the so much of the guitar. He does harmonica on a lot of stuff.
He's the, exactly. It's like having, Well, never mind. I was going to say the David Lindley, but he's the multi-instrumentalist and provocateur. He's just, a wonderful human.
Well, it makes it fun when your bandmates are your friends. And
absolutely.
They're a fun group. We've had a lot of fun with those guys over the years.
Are you going to come to Trevor's?
Maybe, yeah. What day is it?
I was testing
Saturday.
Okay. And it's the best. It's like, you know, you musicians out there, you know, it's like, oh God, ending your gigs at 1 a.m. Yeah, I'm a little over that. I really love the brunch sets. Anyway, this is
especially out at the ranch. That place is amazing. I mean, if any of you here in town get a chance, if you haven't already, go out and check out the ranch. They have an absolutely beautiful patio. And for, I guess, as jaded or as much as maybe we take for granted seeing the water all the time, you get out there and you feel like you're just in a different place. It almost doesn't feel like Laguna Beach. It feels like its own little
Well, you're wrapped. Space. You're completely wrapped and cocooned by this amazing canyon.
Yeah.
It's a great piece of property. You could even see a deer out there, you know? But anyway, Trevor's is 3 to 6 this Saturday. The cool thing about Trevor's is he has music all the time. Like even on the weekend, he'll have 3 different acts, you know? So any time of day, practically, there's good music. And
fun to go down there. SJC is cool.
Yeah.
Great. Well,
what's SJC for those that don't know?
San Juan Capistrano. As lead in maybe, Chris, to this next song, we talked about the film of India. We talked about one of the primary purposes of that film being to support women's rights. There's been many incidents over the years in India that are unfortunate, and I think the country is definitely on a fabulous trajectory. And of all of the various songs that you've written, there's one called Half the Sky that I think hits very specifically on this topic and is obviously near and dear to your own heart. Maybe you want to just talk about that that song.
Can we do another one first?
Okay, sure.
Just because we can't find it on the thing. So
you might actually have to play live. Rhea thought you were playing live, and she asked on text here.
I've got a lot of gigs.
How did you get all those people cheering in the radio station?
I'll do a live song.
And as Ed said, that's the magic of radio.
Okay, so Love Has No Why is one of your favorites, and that's.
That's one that you wrote here locally, and is definitely one of my favorites. And there's what would you call it, a mantra, or there's a phrase that's used in this song that that you claim has not been used before.
Well, I don't know any pop song that's used. It's considered the most. It's definitely one of the most cherished mantras on the planet.
And what is that?
Om Mani Padme Hum. And I think it's the Dalai Lama's favorite, if he has, if you're allowed to have a favorite mantra, but it's the mantra of compassion. And so, yeah, I'm kind of nerdy. So I tend to put things into this, the song. They find interesting things, find their way into the songs that I write. And so Om Mani Padme Hum, you know, is found its way into Love Has No Why.
Cool. Let's hear it.
When you're broken and you're left with your sorrow, desolation is a prayer rising to the stars. Om Mani Padme Hum, offer the chant. Om Mani Padme Hum offers a chance to see that you have it the big time, baby. 'Cause what you want is what you already got. You have it the big time, baby. 'Cause what you want. Take the fall, you already have
Love it. I love it. That song really, to me, brings up gratitude. You know, you've hit the big time, baby. Everything that you've got is what you already want, and that's just fabulous stuff. Remind those that are listening out there, Drive Time, Laguna Beach, please support the radio station. The donation line here is 949-715-4859, or you can go to KXFM online, and there is a button there for the takeover, and you can drop down and under my name, make a donation, please. They're looking for $60,000.
John, you got a call.
I do have a call. Wow. Who's calling?
Church, it's Mike Buckley. What's up?
Buckley. So folks, here in Laguna Beach, we have a celebrity, a sports celebrity calling in, and a good friend of mine, my client, Mike Buckley. Mike is the skipper of Stars and Stripes America's Cup team. Mike is calling in, I think, from New York City. Are you in New York now, Mike?
I am, yeah, downtown in Soho. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for calling into the show. Mike was just here the other day and has visited my house in Laguna Beach a few times. He's fallen in love with Carmelitas, as most people who live here have, and great Mexican food. Maybe, Mike, for the audience, you could just let people know kind of what's happening in the America's Cup. I know there was some recent news. And what's going on with Stars and Stripes right now?
Yeah, well, the America's Cup, the reason it's so hard to win is because once you win, you then control the rules for the next cycle, which is kind of different than any other sport out there. It'd be like the Bucks winning the Super Bowl last year and then announcing this year that they're only going to play with six players on the field or 20 players on the field, and really making all these other teams have to play catch up. So that's the way the America's Cup works. So we haven't really known what the rules are going to be for this next cycle until 2 days ago. So we just found out kind of the rough schedule, what kind of boats going to stick in AC-75s, foiling, monohulls. So now it's kind of go time to put your team together, get your financing in order and your sponsors in order, and try to go bring the America's Cup back to America.
Awesome. And if you were to tell our audience in just a few quick talk points, what is it that differentiates Stars and Stripes? What makes you guys different competitively and so forth from maybe some of the other countries and teams that are going to be challenging this next time around?
Yeah, I think what we're trying to do with our team is we're really trying to change the sport as a whole, specifically here in the U.S. It's not always the easiest sport to get into. A lot of barriers to entry with how expensive it can be. So kind of our, some of our critical pillars of our team are breaking those barriers, making the sport more diverse, more inclusive. We're very technology focused, so that we can try to keep the cost down using AI and machine learning, instead of having a huge budget, with tons of people. How can you do that with a computer in much less time? We really want to be the first all American crew. So everyone on the boat, to hold an American passport. To challenge for the America's Cup in over 20 years. We're young, we're hungry, and we're trying to go challenge for the most epic trophy in sport.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. We're going to have to go back here in a minute to Chris's last song to finish up our hour. I was a little concerned that we were going to be able to fill the time, and here we have celebrity athletes and all these other people calling in. And one more shout out for donations here, 949-715-4859. Mike, what might be a place that they could find you? Maybe Instagram, Facebook. Where? How does the people here in Laguna Beach connect with Stars and Stripes?
Yeah, you can check out our Instagram. Our handle is Stars and Stripes Team USA. And then my personal page is at Buckley, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y. Love to hear from you. Thanks for having me, John. Love coming to Laguna Beach. Can't wait to come back. It's a nice day here in New York, but not quite as warm as it is out there.
Awesome.
You got one more call, John.
I do.
Yeah.
Wow. More calls.
Hi, who's on the line? Oh, they just bailed on you.
Oh, we lost them.
They just bailed on you.
Well, I know that we're getting short on time, and I think there was one more song, Chris, that you wanted to play. So maybe, Chris.
I can't believe this.
You can tee up the next song, and that'll take us, I think, out of our hour. Yeah.
You know,
thank you.
Musicians know this. Getting other musicians, it's like herding cats. It's not the easiest thing. Anyway, we try. So anyway, Half the Sky is, we talked about women earlier. Women are still the most persecuted subset of humanity, which is insane. And William Kristof wrote a great book called Half the Sky, and he took it from a Chinese proverb that says a woman holds up half the sky. And so I figured if he could lift that for the title of the book, I could lift that for the title of the song. So here's Half the Sky.
She holds up half the sky, gives us birth and wings to fly. When I think of what's been done, I can only cry. Such a price to pay, so then man can have the way. Woman's broken heart has much to say. Stolen or don't have a choice, made objects without a voice. So soon life sacrificed by men who don't believe. She holds up half the sky, gives us birth and wings to fly. When I think of what's been done, I can only cry. Feels a cruel hypocrisy. All the pretty flowers crushed, left in misery. Hell came to the Congo, darkest soul embargo. Dealers of degradation, hearts that cannot see. I can't.